31-10 with two players the Panthers know very well. Mountaineer running back Anthony Brown ran for 110 yards and one touchdown. Brown once played for Pitt. West Virginia quarterback Major Harris threw one touchdown and his option running set up two other scores. Harris turned down a Pitt scholarship because they wanted him to play defense. Well, that's all for us here at WUSB Sports. The final, St. John's 26, Stony Brook 11.
This is Dave Sharp here from The Alarm, and...
And The Twist.
And this is...
WUSB in Stony Brook.
And we're telling you not to drink and drive, folks.
Stardate September 24th. Tonight at sundown, the moon is just above the eastern horizon, and the planet Mars may be seen rising just below the moon. It's a brilliant red light, unmistakably brighter than anything else besides the moon in tonight's sky. Mars is at its best now in 17 years. Closest, brightest, downright hard to miss at any time of night. Mars will be generally near the moon during these next three nights. It'll be closest to the moon on Sunday. Next Tuesday night, Mars will reach its celebrated opposition, when Earth will fly between Mars and the sun. Then Mars will appear directly opposite the sun in our sky. In other words, next Tuesday evening, Mars will be rising at sunset. It's all very exciting. Mars at its closest and brightest. But there's something else happening in tonight's sky that's a prelude to another exciting event coming up later this fall. Although you won't notice it unless you've been tracking its motion against the background stars, the planet Jupiter tonight stops moving in its normal way eastward against the stars. By tomorrow, it'll be moving toward the west. This beginning of westward motion for Jupiter means that Earth is gaining on the outer planet in our smaller orbit around the Sun. We'll pass between Jupiter and the Sun in November. Jupiter is also conspicuous in tonight's sky. It rises later at night than Mars, but it's nearly as bright. You can watch Jupiter's motion with respect to the nearby red star Aldebaran. It's only 6 degrees northwest of Aldebaran tonight. In the next 4 months, Jupiter will move about 10 degrees westward. For September 24th, that's star date. And for the McDonald Observatory, I'm Joel Block.
Recording already in progress.
What did you say?
We now return to our recording already in progress.
What did you say?
We now return to our recording already in progress.
What did you say?
We now return to our recording already in progress.
What did you say?
We now return to our recording already in progress.
Changed. The new number is 2. Please make a note of it. The number you have reached has been changed. The new number has been disconnected.
Rushing the efforts to drink and harden.
did you say? 9.
Just hold on a second.
Now return to our recording already in progress.
What did you say?
Can you say deja vu?
We now return to our recording already in progress.
What did you say?
Can you say deja vu?
We now return to our recording already in progress.
What did you say?
Can you say deja vu?
This is a test.
Vice President Nixon.
Good evening, Mr. Hall.
Welches sind die Regenbogenfarben?
If you do not push a key in 3 seconds, you will be disconnected.
Mein Bruder ist jünger als ich.
Said dream, and the people, they did dream, and they came up with psychedelic effects on a Saturday night, and they called it brain damage at 10 minutes after 10. And the crowd did gasp, and the DJ said, yes, it's WUSB in Stony Brook, Long Island's non-commercial alternative, Radio Free Long Island, the most dangerous station in the nation, the first station of the 90s, the station that has no slogan, and we're damn proud of it. Our phone number is 632-690... Uh-oh. 632-6901. Temporary lapse of memory there, I'm sorry, won't happen again. Right. I'm Eric Corley, here with you for 2 hours of brain damage. Actually, 1 hour and 50 minutes of brain damage, because the introduction is so long, by the time we get to the program, we've actually cut into the time a bit, but that's just the way things go sometimes. We have a fun show planned for you tonight. If I can find a pen, it'll be even more fun. Found a pen cap, but I have no pen, so I was going to write down some things, but I guess I can't do that without a pen. You know, there's always one thing I... Oh, here's a huge magic marker. No, this isn't a magic marker. What is this? Oh, my God. This is a stylus cleaner. I just opened up a stylus cleaner, and it spilled something all over the place, and I don't even want to think about this. Well, if there are any USB personnel in the vicinity that might have a pen on them, and they want to come by the studio and give me a pen, that would be very nice indeed. But it's not essential. We can operate without a pen tonight. We have fun things planned tonight. Among them, we'll be looking at the news. We'll be taking your phone calls. We'll be talking about a little a comical event that took place this week that some of you may have heard. If you don't know what I'm talking about, stick around because it's worth it. And we'll also be conducting a random survey on campus. Yes, a random survey. If you are on campus, your phone may ring. And we may be on the other end, and you might be on the radio. Scary things are possible. But first, the scariest of them all, the news. Both presidential candidates are hoping to build support in tomorrow's debate, the first of two. Two debates, that's all we get? Oh, boy. A new CBS New York Times poll gives Republican George Bush the edge going into the verbal confrontation. The survey... Excuse me just a second. It's never a verbal confrontation. They never talk to each other. They only answer a question. It's very formal. They never have like a free-for-all where they're able to talk to each other for 5 minutes straight. It's not a verbal confrontation. I've had verbal confrontations. I've had many verbal confrontations. I know what they're like. And there's never anyone standing there saying, well, Mr. Corley, you say this piece, and then Mr. X over here will say his piece, and then you'll have a chance to follow that up, and he'll have the same chance. It never works that way, folks. Uh-uh. Doesn't work that way. That's not a verbal confrontation. It's a farce, is what it is. But let's try to continue here. The survey shows Bush leading Democratic rival Michael Dukakis by 46% to 40%. On the eve of the debate, which means the debate is tomorrow, the candidates were getting some last-minute pointers from advisors. I don't know if you were able to hear those three little bells, but that meant there's a bulletin that just came over on the teletype. Yes, we'll try to check out what happened. Something exciting has happened, and as soon as I read this news, I will somehow attempt to get into the other room and find out what happened. But there's no need to bring it up now. Arkansas Governor Bill Clinton says Dukakis should stay on the balls of his feet and take the attack to Bush. Clinton predicts that Dukakis will do just fine, but he has to stay on the balls of his feet. Anyway, Bush took a breather from his debate preparations to pick up an endorsement from a veterans group. Bush told the Veterans of Foreign Wars Political Action Committee that he feels comfortable heading into the debate on this, the anniversary of Pearl Harbor Day. Figures eventually he'll get it. Officials from the world's seven leading industrial nations agreed today to keep watch on inflation. The U.S. and its major trading partners say there's little evidence of a renewed inflation threat. But a joint statement calls for continued vigilance. Meeting in Berlin, the finance chiefs also gave final approval to a plan to help debt-stricken poorer nations. Two public interest groups warn that nuclear power isn't the answer to the so-called greenhouse effect. Public Citizen and the Safe Energy Council say that greater emphasis should be placed on energy efficiency, conservation, and renewable energy resources. Some have touted nuclear power as an alternative to fossil fuels, which are linked to the global warming trend, which has been dubbed the greenhouse effect. And speaking of nuclear power, I don't know if anybody caught the paper today, but something kind of surprising happened. The Federal Licensing Board yesterday authorized the NRC, Nuclear Regulatory Commission, to issue a full power operating license for the Shoreham Nuclear Power Plant. Yes, we thought it was all dead, but apparently it's back. The 2-1 decision by an Atomic Safety and Licensing Board, a panel of three administrative law judges that hears arguments about the case and makes recommendations to the NRC about licensing, surprised the New York government officials, and they also surprised LILCO. But the ruling has to survive expected appeals to a licensing appeals board, the full NRC, and if necessary, the courts before Loco can begin full power operation. But folks, they're talking about it again. State and local officials called the decision outrageous, vicious, a travesty, and reprehensible, and pledged to continue fighting Loco's efforts to win a license. Governor Mario Cuomo and his aides said the NRC's apparent movement toward a license for Shoreham only demonstrates the importance of legislative action on bills necessary to the state settlement with Loco to abandon the plant. The bills have been stalled in the state legislature because Long Island lawmakers have objected to the cost of the deal to ratepayers. It is now becoming more apparent that the federal government will do anything it can to license Shoreham, Richard Kessel, executive director of the State Consumer Protection Board, said. And I think that the people of Long Island should recognize that Governor Cuomo has shut Shoreham, and if the legislature does not return to Albany immediately to adopt the settlement, they will be letting Loco off the hook. Shoreham will open, rates will be higher, and they will be committing legislative malpractice. What he doesn't say is what it's going to do to our kids and to us. Maybe it's worth the price. Anyway, in a move that's sure to spark controversy, an American company is reportedly considering an effort to market an abortion pill in the U.S. Did you hear that? The bells rang again in there. Something is going on. Something's going on that teletype machine. Well, we're going to find out. Because here at USB, we bring you bulletins shortly after they happen. Because we don't have a news staff to run in and give it to us. We have to go out and get it ourselves. That's okay. We don't mind doing this. So makes us well-rounded people. Abortion pill. The doctor, Dr. Harry Hogden, Den of Hogs. Dr. Gary Hogden tells the New York Times that Gynopharma? Oh, that's the name of the company. Gynopharma. Okay, what a horrible name. They had been awaiting the results of French government tests before seeking U.S. permission to sell the drug. On Friday, RU486, no I am not, it was approved for sale in France. The drug induces abortions in early pregnancy by blocking a key hormone. I can just picture the first time people start slipping that into someone's drink. Parents have an argument about whether or not to have a kid, and I see melodramas here, I really do. 2-hour CBS TV movies. The whole deal. A religious milestone in Boston today. Members of the nation's largest Episcopal diocese elected the church's first woman bishop. Barbara Harris's election marks the first time a woman has been brought into the historic line of apostolic succession. The Episcopal Church first approved the ordination of women priests in 1976, wasn't it? Yes. The hit film Fatal Attraction is an unwelcome attraction, at least to South Korea's film industry. Hundreds of Korean actors, directors, and other protesters demonstrated outside two Seoul theaters today. Fatal Attraction is the first American film to be distributed directly to South Korea without a local middleman. The protesters charge such action will ruin the local film industry. Nothing personal against the film. It's 19 minutes after 10 o'clock. If you have something to say, give us a call now, 632-6901. I'll be right back. I want to check on that bulletin. Keep yourself amused. This will only take a second. Okay. Got about a mile of paper here, but we have to find out what happened here. Oh, for God's sake. Another sports bulletin. That's all we get on this thing, is sports bulletins. Well, here it is. Pascual Perez has pitched a rain-shortened no-hitter against the Philadelphia Phillies as the Montreal Expos won 1-0 in 5 innings. David Palmer, also of the Expos, pitched the last rain-shortened no-hitter. He beat St. Louis 4-0 in a 5-inning perfect game on April 21st, 1984. And the second bulletin says Cleveland's Julio Franco singled with 2 outs in the 9th inning to break up Dave Steeves' no-hitter. Toronto leads 1-0 after scoring a run in the top of the 9th inning. That, folks, is the big news.
Well, well, well. Let's go to the phones, and then we'll talk about the funny events of this week. We'll talk about what we're going to be calling people at random and other things, other important things. Give us a call, 632-6901, area code 516, if you're not in the area code. And if you're on campus, simply pick up one of those nice new phones that you have in your room and dial 269-01, and the phone will ring almost instantaneously, and with any luck, we'll be able to hear you. 632-6901. Good evening. You're on Brain Damage.
Hey, Eric?
Yes?
Yes. I called you before, and I think I listened to the program with Jay Fita when he called you.
Why don't you, do you want to summarize this for our listeners that might not know what you mean?
No, you can, because...
Oh, well, you beat me to it, but go ahead. What does you have to say? I'll summarize in a minute, then.
Okay, well, I just think it's about time somebody put down those Ron Bridgeport people.
You see, okay, this is what happened, folks. A couple of weeks ago, I did say nasty things about a radio talk show host in Bridgeport, Connecticut, commercial radio talk show host. And to sort of get at him a little bit more, I pretty much said flat out that he has completely destroyed the city of Bridgeport. Now, that hasn't sat too well with the people of Bridgeport, who I can assure you I have nothing against. Many of our listeners are in Bridgeport at this very moment. But I do have a few things to say about that talk show host, I can tell you that. But I'll let our caller express his views first.
Okay, first off, last night, Dave Feed did something despicable.
Well, that couldn't have been the first time for that, but...
Oh, definitely. He said that he's going to hang up on me whenever I call.
That is despicable.
Yeah, but he didn't even know the reason behind... The reason... He says, I call too much. I call once a night. And really, that's a waste of 13 cents calling that man.
Uh-huh. Oh, he's on once a night. Don't you think that's too much?
Oh, yeah, definitely, for 4 hours a night. That's way too much. And the only good thing is that he's got a good guest on every month or so, like G. Gordon Liddy or Alan Hale.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, anybody that wants to annoy this man... It's at 60 a.m., and it's at 10 to, I think, 2.
Yeah, 4 hours long. Four-hour talk show, is it 5 nights a week?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
It's a show on Sunday morning, and just, he hates Morton Downey.
Uh-huh.
So if you want to call up and chant, Mort, he'll get very angry.
Well, that's one way to get him, I guess. Maybe we could have an organized demonstration to greet him as he leaves the studio every night.
Yeah, I think you should call him one night, get him on the spot.
Uh-huh.
I don't think he'd appreciate it very much.
Well, I didn't mind being put on the spot. I kind of enjoy being put on the spot. But we'll talk about exactly what spot that was and what spot he's put himself in a few minutes. I want to take a couple more calls, and then we'll get right to that. But thanks for calling, and keep on listening.
Okay, bye.
Bye. 632-6901. Oh, yes, folks, it was fun. It was fun. And I'm preparing things in my mind, so I'll get to this in a minute. 632-6901. Good evening. You are on Brain Damage.
Yeah, I'm calling about the people in Bridgeport.
Yeah?
You know, most of the people in Bridgeport, they believe that Elvis is still alive.
Most people in the country believe Elvis is still alive.
That might be just one way of, you know, something. That says something about those people in Bridgeport.
Uh-huh. What does it say about Elvis, though?
I don't know. I hear he's in California or Hawaii or something.
Well, he's the king. Wherever he is, he's still the king.
Yeah, that's what I say. Well, I take it easy.
Okay. Well, that was a worthwhile call there. Elvis, yes. Okay, to get to what happened this week, we have been talking, and I think we've been talking a little bit too much about this radio talk show host that first came upon the scene, as far as USB is concerned, 3 weeks ago when Chris Crowley was filling in for me, and he just happened to mention his name or something. I didn't know what he said about this Dave Feeder character that's on the air on a commercial station every night. But whatever it is, the commercial radio talk show host took that as an opportunity to call Chris and say, Chris, what did you mean by that? How dare you insult me or attempt to insult me or even think about insulting me or something like that. And of course, well, Chris, he's a shattered man now. I just visited him last night at the institution, and he's going to be there for a while to come. It takes time to get over these things. I mean, to be publicly humiliated on commercial radio, that's well, something we all kind of hope for, but when it comes unexpectedly, I don't know, it's it can leave lasting marks. So when the opportunity came for me to insult this person on the air, I naturally grabbed it, and I was quite happy to insult this person, and he happened to hear that too, and then he contacted me and said, well, what do you mean by that? And I told him what I meant by that, and I went on for a long, long time about it. But what I didn't do, what I did not do, folks, was what he wanted me to do. He kept saying, okay, Eric, insult me. Insult me on the air. Now, I don't know what he expected me to do. I don't know what he expected me to say. If he just expected me to say something stupid or silly, or just call him a name. I prefer to insult people by just letting them go on and wrap their twisted logic around my words, which is what he did pretty much. And for an hour, this all happened, what night did this happen? It was sometime this week. I don't know if you were going through the commercial radio dial, you would have heard him going on about this. A conversation that really didn't go anyplace. Just, well, why do you want to insult me? You know, what is it against me? And I just said, hey, you know, you're commercial radio, man. You can't do anything. You don't have any freedom. You can't experiment, and you don't experiment, and you just talk about the same drivel over and over again. But he wanted me to just personally insult him so he could, you know, get his jollies from that. Then for an hour afterwards, all this person got were phone calls. Phone calls saying, oh, you should have let that guy have it. Who does he think he is insulting you? Oh, my God. Those people at Stony Brook. One guy called up and said, you could take the entire campus at Stony Brook and roll it up, and you'd have the biggest joint in the world. Those are the kind of listeners that guy has. And I was just thinking to myself, sitting there, doubled up in hysteria, listening to these callers calling him up, feeding excrement into his ego. I was just thinking, wow, how lucky we are here at WUSB to have listeners that actually have brains and can think of things to say and come up with full sentences. Not all the time, but most of the time. And who are able to carry on a thought and ask a question and give an answer and just sort of communicate like human beings were meant to. Instead, if you listen to this radio program on commercial radio, for 4 hours you'll just hear people calling up and making silly sound effects and just saying, you know, the same thing over and over again, talking about their boring existence and how nothing ever changes, and nobody really getting into the issues, talking about the controversial stuff. And this guy was sitting there for an hour or 2 hours, however long he did this for. I didn't stay the whole time. And just putting down non-commercial radio, putting down amateur radio. I don't know if he used those words, but that was the implication, that he was professional and all those college stations were a bunch of amateurs. Well, let me tell you something to all you commercial radio people out there. Non-commercial radio may have amateurs, but so does the Olympics. And whether we get in trouble for saying it or not, we are the Olympics of the radio. Because we can do anything. We have a wide, wide range of events and programs, and we just continually give you variety, and we let you be a part of that variety. Now, this guy was so uptight, he couldn't even give out our call letters. He couldn't even say that this guy is from Brain Damage on WUSB at 90.1 FM in Stony Brook, New York, every Saturday night. No, he's on commercial radio. He's too scared to give out that information because that would be telling people they can do something else besides turn on the radio and listen to him. And in commercial radio, ratings is everything. I'm sorry, ratings are everything. Unless you're discussing the concept ratings, then you can say is. But plural, ratings are everything. And that's the way it is. We have no trouble saying that this moron is on every weekday night from 10 to 2 in the morning. Well, from 10 in the evening to 2 in the morning. On WICC, located at 600 on the AM dial. And you folks can go down there and listen. I think you're strong enough to manage to survive and come back here. And you'll see just what a wasteland it all is. It's such a wasteland. And what's sad is that it doesn't have to be a wasteland, because this guy is on radio. This guy is in one of the most amazing fields that there could possibly be. And he's wasting it. Sitting there for 4 hours talking about nothing, having boring listeners call up, saying the same old things over and over again, saying, I'm great, I'm the greatest, hanging up, taking another call just like the last one. For an hour and a half after I talked to this person on commercial radio, people just were calling up saying the same thing to this guy, saying, you know, you're so good, and that guy was so nasty to you. How can you let him be nasty to you? You're just so great. You're amazing. Amazing. What's amazing is that things like that go on for so long. Now here, in non-commercial radio, at a 2-bit radio station, we've got 40,000 records. We can play any one of them. We can talk about any subject you want to talk about. We don't have to break for commercials. We can break glass. We can go on the war zone. There's nothing we can't do. We can go to the bathroom. They don't do that kind of thing on commercial radio. So, the reason I'm telling you all this... Sorry. The reason I'm telling you all this is... because I think not only was I insulted by this crass, commercial type of a person, but I think all of the people that like to listen to WUSB were belittled, made to feel like nothing. And I understand a couple of people called up and said, you know, hey, you know, Stony Brook Station's not too bad. I don't know. I didn't stick around that long. But I don't know. I'd like to know what other people think. If we have any listeners left, I mean, yeah, we might not have as many listeners. Although I think we do, we just, you know, don't have the kind of listeners that keep calling up over and over and over again to say the same thing. Our listeners tend to think more about this, but I'd like to know, what do you think about non-commercial versus commercial radio? What would you say if you were on commercial radio now? I honestly don't know where that toilet is coming from. That shouldn't have happened. Our number is 632-6901. Let's go to the cocktail party. And now let's go to the phones. 632-6901. Let's hear what you have to say. Good evening, you're on Brain Damage.
Oh, Eric.
Yo.
Yeah, this is Sammy.
Hey, Sammy, how you doing? It's good to hear your voice.
Yeah, thank you. I was listening on the radio and listening about what you said.
Yeah?
And I would listen to WUSB... and I was belittled and insulted by the man making fun of the listening audience of UFC, because I am one of them.
Well, I figured you would be insulted by that, because it's such a nasty thing to do. Look at this guy. This guy on a commercial station gets paid for what he does. No one around here gets paid for anything. We do it because we like to do it. He does it because he has to do it.
Well, if you don't get paid, how are you making money?
Well, that's something else.
Oh, yeah.
We don't discuss those kind of things on the air. We discuss everything else, but we don't discuss those kind of things.
Well, you know, I would like to hit him in the face.
Well, now, we don't advocate violence, but...
We'll step on his feet.
I sure hope he gets to... I mean, he got to hear me belittling the whole town of Bridgeport. In jest. Yes, in jest. I was belittling the town of Bridgeport, but I was quite serious when I was saying he was responsible for making a wasteland of not only radio, but of just about everything.
Because do you think that he's listening tonight?
I don't think He knows where non-commercial radio can be found. Only a certain elite group of people are able to do that. But I wouldn't be surprised if he heard this from somebody else. He's got his scouts out there, you know, and they inform him of our goings-on. And
well, I'd like to leave him a message.
We're kind of a threat to him, you know? We're a threat to this guy.
Right. Can I leave a message for him? Maybe he'll get back to him.
Okay, go ahead. But keep it clean.
Your mom.
Oh, that's telling him, Sammy.
Well, that's about, you know, the FCC and stuff. I can't say nothing else.
That's true. And, you know, the FCC business, it doesn't affect stations like his. It affects us because they don't play anything that could ever be considered even something you'd think about. You know, they just play the same old songs. They must have maybe 30 songs that they play.
Oh, that's terrible. I'd like to get one of their program directors and string them up on a tree.
Well, that would be a sight. That would definitely be a sight for sore eyes.
But they think they think something real risque is Stairway to Heaven.
Uh-huh.
You know, because it's a long song. You can't get no commercial in there.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly it. Everything is commercials. Commercials.
It's
we don't,
terrible.
We don't have to worry.
That crazy editor, man. There's something wrong with him.
That's true.
It is.
Well, thank you very much for calling, Sammy. I got to get some more calls here.
Take it easy, man.
All right.
Good day.
Bye. 632-6901. Have we all been insulted here by this crass opportunist? He represents something, you know. He represents just the whole feeling out there. You know, we're better than you. Well, maybe technically they're better. Maybe signal-wise they're better. Maybe financially they're better. But I don't know if that's everything. 632-6901. Tell us what you think. Good evening. You're on Brain Damage. You have to do it in words, though. 632-6901. Good evening. You're on Brain Damage.
Hi there.
Hello.
I just want to tell you that I think that you're being a real jerk about this.
Okay. I can accept that. How am I being a jerk, though?
I listen to both of you. USB is my favorite station. I listen to it all the time. First time this started happening, I called up Dave and told him I thought to sort of supported college radio.
Uh-huh.
But you're really, really misrepresenting what went on the other night.
Okay, tell me what went on the other night.
You called up and you were really just...
Wait. First, let me correct you on one thing. I didn't call him, he called me.
Right. But when you were talking, you just sitting there making ridiculous statements, like that you said that the only way you could say that they were ruining Bridgeport was talking about the radio waves, which... You know, it's just sort of ridiculous.
Well, that was a joke, actually. I was saying he was spreading radiation through the radio. And
the whole thing, you were saying supposedly trying to be funny, and it wasn't funny. This whole thing started because...
And you don't think he wasn't sitting there trying to be funny? Wasn't that whole thing supposed to be some kind of joke on his part?
Yeah, it was. I mean, to some degree. But he called up because you guys insulted him first, so...
Uh-huh.
I think it's just perfectly reasonable.
You think it's perfectly what?
I think it was perfectly reasonable for him to call you back up.
Uh-huh.
And it's really... I really definitely think that you're the one who's wrong about this one.
Well, what should I do then?
I don't know. Maybe stop bad-mouthing him now.
Stop bad-mouthing him?
Yeah, I mean, you've been doing a lot more bad-mouthing than he has.
Well, I don't know. I've only talked about this for a few minutes. I mean, he spent a whole hour and a half on the subject, and I don't even know what it was about.
He lets people talk about whatever they want to.
Well, now, what do you think? Okay, tell me this. What do you think of commercial radio versus non-commercial radio? Because that's sort of what it's turned into. It's not me versus him.
True. I don't think that's true. I think it's sort of you versus him. He'll support non-commercial radio, too.
Uh-huh.
That's some good things about it. And personally, I like non-commercial radio a lot better because I like a real variety of music. I tend to listen to college stations or public broadcasting, but...
Uh-huh.
It's just kind of fun late in the night when you're going to go to sleep. And sure, he has a lot of really bizarre people who call him up, but...
Uh-huh. I think what got me was the fact that he just couldn't bring himself to even say the call letters of the radio station. I don't know if you noticed that, but he even said, I'm very careful not to give out their call letters, and it's so inappropriate not to be able to do that.
You got him to the point where you were being completely ridiculous first.
Well, he asked me to be ridiculous. What can I, you know, he calls me up and says, will you please insult me? What am I supposed to do? You know, that's a ridiculous premise to start with.
You already insulted him on the air. And he wanted, he said, say it to me in person. I think that's reasonable.
Say what to him in person, though?
Yes, so you said on the air.
I did. That's exactly what he asked me to do, and I did.
It wasn't the same kind of stuff, though. The stuff that you said last week, didn't hear your show last week, but...
Uh-huh.
He played a tape from part of the stuff that you said last week, and it's silly, and I think that you're the one who started it, and you're making a big deal out of something that's nothing.
Well, actually, I didn't start it. This whole thing got started by somebody who called us and asked us what we thought of this person that we never even heard about before.
Right.
But, I mean, you know, all we wanted to do was to see if this person was really out there, and apparently he is, although I still don't know for sure if he really exists.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, anyway, he could be fed from some transmitter in Sacramento or something. Could just be, you know, piped in. You never know for sure, you know? Then again, you don't know I really exist. Where are you calling from, by the way?
From Smithtown.
Smithtown. Okay, well, I hope you keep listening to both.
Yeah, well, and I think you should try at least listening to the show once or twice before you... And there's no reason to badmouth him anymore, okay?
Well, I did listen to the show, and that's why I'm badmouthing him tonight, because I heard the show. And now I have a reason to badmouth him, because it's just, you know, I've heard this kind of thing so many times before. It never makes you think, you know? It's just like a waste of time. But that's my opinion. That's my opinion. And, you know, I could certainly be wrong in other people's minds.
You know, you guys started it before you'd even heard him, which I think is really low. So, anyway, talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye.
Well, maybe it was low. I don't know. Maybe I was wrong. Give us a call, 632-6901. Good evening. You are on Brain Damage.
Peter Smokes Crack.
Hello?
Peter Smokes Crack.
Peter Smokes Crack. Okay, that's nice to hear. 632-6901. Good evening. You are on Brain Damage.
Hi, I'd like to say, well, first of all, I think these people sort of ruined your premise about the excellent radio listeners who listen to your station, but I love it. See, I'm sure more people listen to the commercial radio, but...
Uh-huh. I guess what I was sort of ranting and raving about there was just kind of the smug attitude that the guy had, you know, like, well, this is, you know, commercial radio, we're, you know, you guys are just out of college... And that's what got me more. I mean, I can take insults. I can take people saying, you know, you're a jerk and all that kind of thing. It doesn't really mean all that much to it. You develop an immunity after a while. But to hear the whole concept of college radio, you know, belittled like that, that was low. I didn't think it was necessary, you know?
Yeah, well, non-commercial radio, though, are the elite. See, more people voted for Reagan, and those are the people who listen to commercial radio pretty much.
Uh-huh.
You know, all I listen to are maybe USB, maybe... WNYC or whatever, but I don't know, you can get so much more out of them. There's just variety. You can listen, I mean, the USB schedule for one day it's amazing. It's great. I can turn it on and I don't know, it fits my moods. It's just I don't know.
We do so many different things. I mean, I don't like to, you know, to go crazy about praising the station, but let's just see what's coming up. We have at midnight. We've got the brothers coming up. You know, they play all kinds of amazing music and talk about relevant issues and semi-relevant issues and everything like that. Tomorrow morning at 7:00, we have the oldie show, which I think is by far the best oldie show on the island, maybe in this hemisphere. Too bad I never get to hear it because I'm never up at that time. But it's on non-commercial radio. Charlie Backfish is on after that. He does a great show, and you know. These folks are all coming in here from the community, from the campus, and they sort of pitch together. And it's not just a bunch of amateurs, you know, thrown together. And that's the concept of college radio as presented by commercial radio. And that's what got me mad.
Yeah, I don't know, commercial radio is just a wasteland, pretty much. It's the same thing from place to place.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. You can get you have a science fiction show even, don't you?
Oh yeah, we have the Destinies every Friday night at 11:30.
I caught that the other night. It was, I don't know, there's always something that I miss.
Uh huh. And we've got Pacifica News every night, which in itself is alternative. We just start constantly trying to do something different, and we have the resources. That's what we want to do.
Well, I enjoy it.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Okay.
632-6901, area code 516. Good evening, you're on Brain Damage. 632-6901, good evening, you're on Brain Damage.
Hello, I've been listening, I'm over in Northport, and I've been listening to the past conversation about your radio station and the little feud you have going.
Well, I don't want to call it a feud. I just want to clarify a couple of issues that I don't really think were... I don't know, I didn't feel like I was able to make the points I wanted to make. Maybe my own fault, I wasn't able to really, you know, think in that kind of atmosphere. But, yeah, to a degree it's a feud, but I kind of like to lay it to rest because,
you know, it's nothing personal. It's just kind of an issue that's always on my mind. But what do you have to say?
Well, an issue that was on mine today, I opened the front page of the newspaper.
Uh-huh.
You write on the front page, besides the fact that it's tearing Hirohito apart on his deathbed.
What are they doing to him?
The English press is saying he's going to go directly to hell for his war crimes. Whether he was involved or not, the guy is dying. Leave him alone.
Uh-huh.
But also, Shoreham has been licensed. Now, is anybody on Long Island aware of that anymore, or is that like last summer's news?
Well, we were reading something about that just a few minutes ago.
This is too much. Too many dollars spent on it. There's too much, political careers riding on it, and there's too many union people that are going to work there.
Uh-huh.
And Long Island is run by a certain ethnic group of people, and
uh-huh.
they're in on Shoreham, and they're not going to let it go under. They're not going to let it go under.
Uh-huh. Well, now you see, that's something we did mention that before, but that's a controversial topic. That's something that affects everybody here, and it's not enough just to read a newspaper article or the Associated Press report on it. You have to get into the story. You have to talk to people. You have to voice opinions and get other people to voice opinions and actually do something on the radio, you know, discuss the thing and get people to have an argument on the radio.
Oh,
I just don't hear that on commercial radio.
Yeah, but they've
it's
been
a waste.
Discussing Shoreham for something like 15 years now. I came back from Florida, they were discussing Shoreham. They're still discussing Shoreham. Someone should go put a bomb in the place and knock it down.
Uh-huh.
Either want it or you don't want it. You're going to have to. Someone's got to take a stand. You know, someone's going to have to sacrifice themselves to stop it.
What I'm saying is Shoreham has been an issue for 15 years, yes, but how often do you turn on the radio and hear anything other than just, you know, the hourly news about it? Do you hear, like, an hour-long program on
the pressure
Shoreham?
From the groups that want Shoreham to open or find it necessary for Shoreham to open. That's why they pushed Joel Martin off the air.
Uh-huh.
He was so anti-Shoreham, they went to his house, they were going to break his leg.
Uh-huh, exactly. Joel Martin was doing a show on WBAB, and he was pretty much pushed off for talking about things.
They fired him the night before we were going to go on the show, for God's sake.
Uh-huh. Oh, you were part of that?
Yeah, but I didn't, not part of the Shoreham thing. As far as I'm concerned, I could care less if they burned tires for energy. But the thing is, they mismanaged it. It was a total farce. They should go out of business.
Uh-huh.
Anybody else, you would go out of business if you handled your money and your expenses that way.
Uh-huh.
I would. But no, not them. It's ridiculous. They should, I don't care for the state taking it over either, because that's just going to make it even look stupider. And then you're going to pay for it one way or the other as a taxpayer. But the fact that these shareholders have to have profits from a company who can't produce profits, except by raising, you know, the rates, it's a sin.
Well, those are good points.
Ain't they?
What do you think's going to happen next?
It's just going to open up.
Despite all this opposition, it's going to open.
Of course it's going to open. You think Moynihan or D'Amato is against it? They might be against it when they're in your town giving a speech, but when they're in Washington, they're not against it because they're eating lunch with the NRC.
Well, do you think Cuomo's against it?
Oh, well, Cuomo, I don't know about him. He thinks he's going to be president someday.
I think he's really against it. He seems sincere to me.
I haven't met a sincere politician yet. They're only sincere when they're on the stage.
Could be, yeah. Could be.
I may sound like a pessimist.
You do sound like a pessimist. Are you a pessimist?
Yes.
Well, that's the kind of thing that comes with experience.
Yes. All right. Well, that's all I have to say.
All right. Thanks for calling. 632-6901 as we step out into the street for a moment. No, he's not there yet. Okay, let's go back into the studio and give out the phone number. 632-6901. That's our phone number. Area code 516. If you're on campus, just dial 26901. If you're out of the area code, dial... Oops. Uh-oh. Good evening. Hello, can I help you? Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Hi, I guess there's no operator to ask if you're going to accept this collect charge.
Is there an operator there?
I guess not.
I hear somebody saying hello. Hello?
I'm here.
No, besides you.
This is me. I don't hear an operator.
I thought I heard a voice. Wait, you be quiet for a second. Hello, is anyone else there? I Guess not. That's Susan. Susan is in Kansas City, and I made arrangements with Susan to call us collect from Kansas City. And
so have you officially accepted this charge?
Well, I guess so. Technically, we cannot accept collect calls here at the radio station, but where there's a will, there's a way, and apparently we've been able to do that somehow.
But if they haven't asked you if you're going to accept this collect charge, you haven't officially accepted it.
That's true, too. That's true, too. But since we're not able to get collect calls, this really shouldn't be happening. It's probably only happening in my head, but it wouldn't be the first time.
Maybe well, she knew it, and she's just being nice.
How is Kansas City, Susan?
Interesting.
It is.
It is such a contradiction.
Uh-huh.
Walk around, and there's signs with cows on them. I mean, this is cow country, with stockyards and everything.
Uh-huh.
And on the other hand, this is the first place in the United States that had an official mall, which is very much like Long Island to me.
An official what?
Mall.
Mall?
Yeah, with stores.
Really?
Gucci here, and they have all the expensive brands on this one road.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty interesting. I don't know if it's good or bad, but it's here. I'm here. And there's nothing exciting to tell you.
Uh-huh. Well, which Kansas City are you in?
Missouri.
Missouri. Have you been to Kansas City, Kansas?
No, I don't think so, although from what I understand, it's only like 5 miles away.
Oh, has anybody ever been to Kansas City, Kansas? That's what I want to know.
Who's there?
I don't know. I just, you know, I always figured Kansas City was in Kansas, and then I found out one day, no, it's in Missouri, and there's another Kansas City in Kansas right next to it.
It is. It is the same. I understand it's the same thing, just divided by the river.
Uh-huh.
And that Kansas City, Missouri is actually the Kansas City that's more famous. And Kansas City, Kansas is just a little part of it.
Uh-huh.
That's what I understand.
Well,
I don't know. Who's there? Who's at the station? What are we talking about?
There's nobody here right now except me and all the phone callers, of course.
Sure, all your phone callers. What have you been talking about?
Well, we've been sort of engaged in a feud with a commercial radio station, but nothing all that serious, I guess.
Ooh.
There was last week there was a commercial radio program, and well, actually a couple of weeks ago, someone asked us what we thought of a particular commercial radio host, and since we had never heard of that commercial radio host before, we just kind of generalized and said what we thought of all commercial radio hosts, so to say. And this commercial radio host then called me and asked me on the air of his commercial radio station, you know, to insult him, which I really didn't feel like doing. Instead, I just sort of babbled on about nothing in particular for a while. And he then spent the next hour having his callers call up and saying nasty things about college radio, and I just thought the whole thing was kind of, you know, childish and unfair. And shouldn't we be doing more, I don't know, socially responsible things? Shouldn't we be, you know, being a little bit more creative, you know, flushing toilets and all that kind of thing?
But if they're not fond of college radio, why are they wasting their time listening to it?
Well, apparently they didn't have anything else to talk about that night. I don't know. They don't listen to us, you see. They don't listen. They just want people to call them up and say something that will, you know, sound obnoxious, but not controversial, you know, nothing that'll make you think, just something that will maybe repel you a little bit.
Doesn't sound so interesting.
Actually, it's not that interesting, and I'm surprised we got so much mileage out of it, but I just had to, you know, say something about it, because I know a lot of people did hear that, and you know, we don't like to take that kind of thing sitting down.
Well, we shouldn't.
Because the way he portrayed college radio was just kind of, you know, like we're a bunch of silly people, which we are to a degree, but someone's outside wanting to be let in. But
that's part of it.
Yeah, that's a part of it. Everything's a part of it.
Anyhow, I have to tell you this because this really awed me. Now, I don't want to sound like I've never been on a plane before. I got on the plane today, and there was a little turbulence, but that's besides the point. And we get up there, and I look at all these houses, and they're about a dot each. And there's swimming pools. You know how you stand next to someone's swimming pool when you're on the ground and it looks humongous?
Plastic puddles, yeah.
They're like little dots. They're not even dots. And then there was this lake. I don't know what lake it was, but I put my little pinky up, and it was smaller than the tip of my pinky. This amazed me.
Now, this is why you were on a plane, though.
Right. It's incredible to be so high up.
Well, Susan, things do get very small when you get up there in planes.
No, I said I don't want to sound like I've never been on a plane before, but this is really awesome.
Uh-huh. Well, it is awesome. Yeah. What's the weather like down there?
It's pretty good. It's a little warm.
Uh-huh.
A little warmer than New York, I think.
Uh-huh.
But it's nice. No clouds, nothing. And I was on this one street where all these stores were, and they were having an art fair, which is pretty interesting. They had a lot of very, very expensive and fairly so expensive artwork. It was nice. and jazz. They were playing jazz. It sounded good. It's different than what I hear on radio. I don't know if it's just my parents tuning into the station or not, but all I've heard is country music.
Well, they do play a lot of country music down there.
Yeah, it's all... I feel like I'm in the country. There's nothing open past 6.
Even on a Saturday night?
Not a Saturday night.
Now, folks, that's how most of the world lives.
Like, you know, apple corers and egg beaters and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, everything's closed. And the movies, of course.
Uh-huh.
Nothing exciting. I thought I'd call and tell you all about the exciting things I've found in Kansas City. It's interesting.
Well, I'm glad you're having some fun there. How long are you there for?
I'm going to be here until Wednesday.
Oh,
I figured
boy.
Maybe once... I haven't really spent any daytime here. I figured once I spend some daytime here, it'll look better. There's one of the major card stores, one of the major card manufacturers in the country is based here.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to go see how they make postcards and birthday cards.
Well, that'll be an educational experience.
I feel like this is a very educational trip for me, coming to the... Where am I now? The mid-something?
You're in the middle of every... I think Kansas City is really the middle. You can't get any more middle than that.
I am in the middle of the heart of the United States.
Yep, you are. Well, bring me back some kind of a souvenir.
I'll bring you back. Yeah, you know, I was going to ask you this. Now, if I stop by Chicago and I bring you back the magazine that you wanted...
Oh, I'm not ashamed. TV Guide, yes. I collect TV Guides from all over the place. They all have different channel listings, and I like to see what kind of programs they get over there.
Oh, I was going to ask you if you think it'd be interesting to have the same week's TV Guide from Chicago...
Sure.
...as a city.
Sure, definitely.
Okay.
Whatever cities you stop in, you know, pick it up, and, of course, I'll reimburse you the 75 cents.
No problem, Eric.
All right. Well, look, you continue to have fun there. You know, set that town on its ear.
Thank you for almost accepting this collect charge. It was very nice of you.
Yeah, well, I'm happy the operator is letting us talk all this time without accepting the call.
I was going to tell her that she was going to be on radio.
Uh-huh.
I was going to say, well, I'm going to warn you that you are going to be on brain damage, and don't be surprised.
You know, I'll tell you this, though. Someone did call me collect once, and I always thought the operator could tell who the called party was and who the calling party was. But before I even had a chance to know what was being said, you know, the operator asked me, like, could you accept this collect call? It was from Belgium, actually. The collect call is from Belgium, for God's sake. And before I even had a chance to say anything, the person who was calling said, yes, I'll accept. The operator said, thank you, and hung up. And there I was accepting a collect call that I never even said anything. So, yes, you can do that.
Belgium. We're heard in Belgium? That's incredible.
Yeah, Belgium. The real one, too.
I bet. Okay, you want me to bring back any ribs? Oh, there's a lot of barbecued ribs around here.
Yeah, bring back some ribs. What else is big over there? Taffy or something? I don't know.
Okay.
I remember back from 1976 when they had the convention in Kansas City. They did this feature on TV, and they said, there's no such thing as pizza over here, but they have these things called tomato cookies. Is that true?
I haven't seen any. I've seen pizza. I haven't seen any tomato cookies.
Well, ask about tomato cookies, and either you'll be run out of town or you'll get something that you'll forever treasure.
Tomato cookies.
Until it turns into worms.
Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
While I have you on, did you ever watch MASH regularly?
How is it I can light up the switchboard without asking for calls? Suddenly I've got a bingo here, and I don't know why. What was that?
Did you ever watch MASH regularly?
Not regularly. I watch it kind of sporadically.
Did you ever see that episode where they were all dying for ribs?
Yeah.
Where did they... I know it was Adam's Ribs, but where was this place? Do you remember?
No, I don't. Do you think it really exists? Maybe it was Indianapolis or something.
I know that there is one city in this country that is particularly known for great ribs, but I don't know if it's Kansas City.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to look for an Adam's Ribs around here.
Well, I'm sure somebody will call up with the correct answer, but there's no way you can find it because you're in Kansas City and you can't hear us. Can you?
And next time I come to Kansas City, I'll check it out.
Well, Susan, as long as you're there in Kansas City, spread the good word about non-commercial radio.
Wearing my USB T-shirt.
That's a start.
It is a start. I'm going to keep wearing it until Wednesday.
Well, people might be staying away from you then, but it's still a good gesture.
Yeah, maybe I'll just like carry it around with me after today.
That's why, folks, it's good to have 5 USB T-shirts so you can wear it every day of the week, weekdays that is, and you know, not have to worry.
Yeah, I should have brought some bumper stickers with me, but.
Well, you know, there's always next year.
There's always next year. Okay. It was nice talking to you, and talking to Long Island.
Thanks for calling. Now, we'll all look forward to you hanging up and hearing all the little tweets and chunks that you throw with the longest call.
Yeah, you're probably going to have the operator call you back and say, you had a collect call. Did you accept?
Yes, well, we'll just let it ring this time.
Yeah, let it ring this time. No, talk to her. She might be very interested.
That's true, too.
All
Well, thanks for calling, Susan. Have a lot of fun out there, and try to get over to the other Kansas City, too. See what those folks have to say.
All right. Eric, before you end the show, play the People of Audio Dynamite. I won't be there, but...
Play something from Big Audio Dynamite?
Yeah.
Well, it's a talk show, Susan, not a music show.
Before the brothers come on.
Well, maybe they'll play Big Audio Dynamite.
Yeah, ask them. Tell them it's for Susan, and tell them I'm with you in spirit.
Okay. They'll be happy to hear that.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Used to be in the past, you got all kinds of noises when people hung up from long-distance calls. Now you just get like one or two clicks, and that's it. 632-6901, that's our phone number, and God, all the lines are ringing, so if you call right now, you might even get a busy signal, but please keep calling, because you will get through, and we do try to get to everybody. 632-6901, good evening, you're on Brain Damage.
Talk about niggers.
632-6901, you're on Brain Damage.
I know the place, the town where that rib store is.
Okay, where is it?
It's in Dearborn, Michigan.
Dearborn, Michigan. Well, there's no chance she'll stop there, I don't think. That's from the show, huh?
Hey.
Do you know if the place really exists?
Geez, I really can't tell you.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, I heard it, so I figured I'd call and let you know.
Okay, where are you calling from? Sir?
Riverhead,
okay. Thank you very much for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. 632-6901. Good evening, you're on Brain Damage.
Hi, Santa Goldberger.
Hi, it took you a long time to call this week.
Oh, yeah, I've been busy.
Oh, you're usually the first caller, and here it is an hour and 2 minutes after the show started.
Well, I'm sorry to say, but fun's come before USB. I'm sorry.
You mean USB isn't fun?
USB is great, and especially Eric Coyle. He's the coolest man. You should call him.
Well, that's awfully nice to say. I don't know how true it is, but what's on your mind this week?
Oh, I just wanted to tell you, junior high school is great.
What's great?
Elementary.
What's great?
Cool.
Oh, junior. This is your first year in junior high school.
Yeah.
What's great about it?
Oh, everything.
You get to run all over from classroom to classroom instead of staying in the same room all day.
It's not only that, but it's like when we walked in the halls, we'd walk in like straight lines, and you know, stop at the corner and just like burn out of the classroom as soon as the bell rings.
Yeah, now you can walk in zigzag lines and everything. You can be just like a real human being.
Yeah, and also, like, the groupings, like, they have, like, the burnouts.
Yeah, the burnouts. You got the druggies, you got the deadheads, you got the jocks.
Yep.
You got the nerds.
That's...
The japs, all those people.
Because, like, many, many more people...
Mike later. Yeah?
Many, many more people and a little bit attitude, like, a little strange, but...
How do the teachers treat you? They treat you more like a human?
That's better. But, like, it's a little harder because I have this one teacher who isn't listening, but chances are he isn't.
You'd be surprised who listens. People come up to you and say, hey, I heard what you said, and they, like, you know, proceed to pound you to the ground. So people do listen, even if you think they're not.
I know.
So be careful what you say.
So this blank Mr. X.
Okay, that's safe.
Mrs. X or Miss or Ms. Well, he's a history teacher, and or she. So it is a history teacher, and I did not do my homework, and it punished me by staying in front of the classroom, you know, why didn't you do this? And, you know, it was really embarrassing. And then he says, and the reason why is I left my notebook in my locker. And I told him that.
Uh-huh.
And after that, he said, why aren't you writing down these definitions while we're doing it? And I said, because I don't have anything to write on. So he says, Andrew, go into the front of the classroom and you're going to take the test now.
Ooh.
I mean, and he took the desk, okay? Oh, shit. And it took the desk and it threw me all the way into the front of the classroom while I was in the desk.
That's impressive. I never used that mode of transportation before, but...
It's not fun.
No, I can imagine not.
I'm laying to the wall, so... But it's... But like this, prettier girls and everything.
Wow. So what happened? Did you pass the test?
Well, he never gave me my grade, but I don't think he marked that one because I took the test again yesterday.
Huh. So what have you learned from this experience?
Well, I'm going to, you know what I'm doing now, and I'm going to take all my books, like there's 20 of them.
Uh-huh.
So I have to take like 20 books and all through my classes, so I'm not going to go to my locker, but it...
Why can't you go to your locker between classes?
Oh, because if I forget something and then I have to open it again. Well, we have a lot. We have, it's amazing. Can you turn the TV down?
Yeah, turn the TV down. Radio versus TV, I can't stand it.
I know.
I haven't started on TV yet. I'll get to them next week.
Okay.
Tom Brokaw, I'm waiting for you.
He's making it loud. Okay. Turn it off.
Hey, you want me to come over there?
Yeah.
You turn that down.
Okay.
You listen to him. He said turn it down, you turn it down.
Okay. So now I'm just going to lug my books all over the place so I don't forget anything.
Why don't you just lug your locker all over the place?
I might as well. But
why don't you have lockers in every corner of the building? That might make sense.
We have screen systems. Since this is, there's so many people, there's around, like, 700 seventh graders.
Okay.
Really, I don't know if that's correct or anything, but there's a whole bunch.
A lot of people, yeah?
Yeah, and the boys and the girls, they can't go through the halls together because it would take up too much time.
I don't understand. What do you mean?
No, because you couldn't walk. So there's two different bells.
There's two different bells?
Yes. Every other period, the boys go first, and every other period, the girls go first.
No. Are you telling me that there's too many people for the school, so they have to have boys go first and then girls?
Yeah. And the other half of the time, the girls go first.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard. What if there's a fire or something? Do they have a fire drill for the boys first and then one for the girls?
They're evacuation drills. And if the fire bell rings, you burn out of there. Because the fire bells is not 9-4-1.
So wait a minute. That means that in any class, suddenly all these girls show up and then all these boys show up afterwards. Is that the way it works?
Exactly.
And what are they supposed to do when the girls leave and the boys stay there? What do they do? What do they talk about?
What?
Is there still a class or what?
Of course, we talk about sex.
Uh-huh. But, I mean, is that talk led by the teacher, or does he leave? Does he leave with the girls?
He just stands there, but we can say anything we want because the class is over. But
what happens if a boy leaves before he's supposed to? He leaves when the girl's bell rings.
What? Then he'll get, probably punished or something.
I'd just like to see what the official write-up for that punishment is. We walked in the girl's bell. It's like school talk here, you know?
Did you see the Yankees game?
Did I see the Yankees game?
Yeah.
Are we starting a new subject?
Did you hear about it? Because I didn't.
No, I didn't.
Okay. Because that's my brother's babysitter just asked that.
Ah.
Now, could you turn it down?
Okay, well, we have already a very interesting thing I've never heard of.
I'd really like to talk. The thing is that there are 3 minutes, like the boys would say the boys go first.
Yeah.
They'd have 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And then after the 3 minutes, the girls' bell would ring, and they'd have 4 minutes. So the boys all together have 7 minutes. Here comes the tricky part.
Wait. Let me just go over this one more time. The boys have how long?
7 minutes.
They have 7 minutes. The girls have how long?
4 minutes.
Why do the girls have 3 minutes less than the boys?
Because, and then the next period, the girls have 3 minutes more.
Well, first of all, how do you know that this is the period for the girls to go first or the boys to go first?
Because it just goes. After homeroom, second, fourth, sixth, and eighth, the boys after sixth, because eighth it varies. I can't explain. It's too complicated. And after that, after second, fourth, sixth, and homeroom, the boys leave first.
Now, wait a minute. If the boys leave first...
Yeah.
They have 7 minutes to get to wherever they have to go.
Yes. But
so that means they don't have to show up first. They can hang out in the hallway for 7 minutes, and the girls come out three minutes later?
The thing is, they'd rather you go to the classroom because there's more room in the halls. But you don't know what the halls look like. Even this way, it's horrible.
This sounds really incredible.
But the thing, this here's the horrible part, okay? The people who have the long time, like the people who have 7 minutes, those are the ones that cannot go to their locker.
The people who have 7 minutes are the ones who cannot go to their locker?
Yes.
Why not?
They can't. The girls go to their locker at that time.
You mean you're not allowed to go to your locker if you're a boy at a certain time?
Yes. You just go to your locker every other period.
It sounds like you're going to a crazy school there. Can you tell me the name of this school?
Well, okay, as long as no one's listening and you won't tell me tomorrow
morning.
No one's
listening, I can guarantee it. Go ahead.
Okay, Sagamore Junior High School in Sachem.
Okay, folks, you're going to hear about this in the newspapers because it's lunacy, legalized lunacy. That's the most incredible thing I've ever heard.
It's crazy. It can get, because then, like, you left your social studies book in the locker. You got it. Get it. You open your locker and it's the wrong period and the teacher comes out and says, "What are you doing? I can write you up for this."
Wow. It's like violating curfew or something.
I know. It's horrible. And, for one of my classes, I have my guidance counselor for a teacher, she's so nice.
Uh-huh. Well, I suggest to you that you walk around with a change of clothing and just impersonate whatever you have to be to get to your locker at a certain time.
Yeah.
And I suggest that other people do that, too, because, in a crazy system, you have to act crazy.
Some people have to share a locker.
Wow, that must be something.
Yeah. And so it's really exciting school. It's much better than elementary because you get treated more adult.
Uh-huh.
And that's really important to me.
Well, it certainly sounds like you're being treated like an adult to a degree as far as having to put up with lunacy.
Yeah,
anyway, Andrew,
you make a lot more friends.
I got some more calls, Andrew. Thanks for calling and giving us something to think about for quite a while. 632-6901. And Andrew has lost all of our calls. Actually, no, it's just people get discouraged. So if you're out there, you are online, you gave up and slammed the phone down and walked away, you can come back now and give us a call. 632-6901. I should say, right here and now, that occasionally, when you try calling the radio station or any place on campus, you'll get a busy signal when you're not supposed to get a busy signal. I don't know why that happens, but it does happen. And if it happens, tell us about it so that we know, and maybe we can help you get through. Well, just keep trying. If you get a busy signal, just keep trying, because you're not supposed to get a busy signal. It's part of this whole new system here, and sometimes it fouls up. 632-6901, area code 516. Good evening. You're on Brain Damage.
Get you fired, you fucking...
632-6901. You know, I can tell, because if you listen to that commercial radio station every Monday between 10 and 2, you'll hear the worst callers in the world. And one unfortunate part about all of this is that some of them seem to be coming over here. Sad, but true. Maybe we can get through to some of these people, teach them that there's more to life than just calling up and making silly sounds. So there's people out there that have thoughts on their mind, the usual intelligent listeners. Call us, 632-6901, and tell us that non-commercial radio means something. Gives you the opportunity to speak and to do things. Well, before I forget, and I am about to forget to do this, and I don't want to forget to do this, having just talked about the new phone system and everything, which is here on campus, and it's not so new anymore because we've had it here at the radio station for about 2 years now, but the students on campus are just getting it. The students are just getting it on campus, and I have heard there is a new four-letter word going around campus, and that four-letter word is spelled R-O-L-M. It spells Rome, which is the new phone company here. And students left and right are tearing their hair out trying to figure out how to make phone calls, and it seems nobody can make calls off campus anymore, and they have to call home, and they have to call all kinds of other places, and they just are going nuts. So what we're going to do, what we've arranged to do here, is to call some people up, totally at random, literally dialing numbers in space here, and see if we can get an honest opinion of what people think. Let's see what... I don't know where I'm calling. Let's find out. If you're on campus, you may be on the radio, so stick by your phone. This phone is ringing. Somewhere on campus. Isn't it exciting? Especially when you realize no one's home. Okay, let's try another one. There's all kinds of numbers on campus. You just keep dialing. Whoops. That wasn't one of them. That was an illegal number. Okay, let's try that one. There's one. A phone on campus is ringing.
Hello?
Hi, I'm calling from WUSB Radio. We're taking a live poll on the air of people on campus and how they feel about the new phone system here. Without being obscene, do you have any viewpoints on it?
It's okay. It's all right with me.
Do you like it? What do you like about it?
Oh, well, I don't really like it, but it's okay.
Uh-huh.
I can live with it.
Are you able to make calls?
Yep. I just sell my credit in 2 weeks.
Uh-huh. And it works. Works fine, no problems.
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay. Well, thanks very much for talking to us. And what building are you in?
Tabler
Quad. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Well, that's one positive vote. So let's take it to 5, okay? We have one positive vote, no negative votes. Let's make another call. Somewhere on campus. Now, of course, Stony Brook is what many people refer to as a school where people go home on weekends. So it may take a little bit of ingenuity, a little bit of patience to get through. Another number now. And of course, a lot of people are probably at the jazz show downstairs. All right, let's try another one. There's plenty of phone numbers here. There's 18,000 students that go to this place. We'll get somebody that's in their room. Ah, here we go.
Hello.
Yes, hi. I'm calling from WUSB Radio in the Union.
Uh-huh.
And we're taking a live on-air poll of the new phone system on campus, and we'd like to know what your feelings are towards it.
What my feelings are towards it?
Yeah.
Well, I think they're all right.
They're all right?
Yeah. They're all right. They give me a little problems.
What kind of problems?
Well, sometimes you don't exactly always get the telephone out. Like, if you call a number,
uh-huh.
You might have to redial it 2 or 3 times before you get through.
Uh-huh. And you didn't have to do that before?
No, well, not with other phones.
Uh-huh. Has it been confusing? Has it been intimidating? Do you feel comfortable with it?
Well, yeah, it's comfortable.
Uh-huh.
It's a nice system, but there's room for improvement.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, hopefully somebody will hear your comments and maybe do something about it.
Oh, well, thank you.
Thanks for talking to us.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. That's, I guess, 2 votes for. Boy, am I being made to look like a fool tonight. Okay, let's find another one. At least no one's reacted violently yet. You should see some of the people. They go into screaming frenzies. Hi, Rich. Rich Koch has miraculously appeared. I didn't even hear him come in. Where'd you come from?
Queens, originally.
Queens. Well, that's something. Is the concert over downstairs?
No, into the second set and pretty hot.
Wow. We figure everybody we're trying to call on campus is probably there at the concert.
Well, I don't know. There's only 360 seats there, so it's can't be all the people on campus.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some of them are listening to commercial radio.
You think that's possible?
Yeah, the ones that are going to flunk out are probably.
That's a sad thought. That's a real sad thought.
Well, not everybody's cut to make it in the real world, and so they have to deal with commercial.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's try another phone. Calling every phone on campus till we...
I used to work for commercial radio, but I got better.
Hello.
Hello. We're calling from WUSB Radio over in the Union, and we're calling people to have a live telephone poll to see how you feel about the new telephone system on campus. Any thoughts?
No.
No comment.
No comment.
Okay, well, that's fine. Thank you.
Thank you.
So we have 2 votes for the phone system, no votes against it, and one
abstention.
One abstention, and I think maybe we woke her up, too. It is kind of late here, but people on campus tend to stay up late. That's why we do things like this.
Besides, the new phones have such a soothing ring.
Yeah, that's true. Let's try this one here. Doesn't seem like anybody's home. You figure, though, every room on campus has a phone, so the odds of somebody being home are kind of slim, I guess. Ah, here we go.
Hello?
Hello, we're calling from WUSB Radio, and we're doing a live on-air poll of the new telephone system on campus. We'd like to know your feelings on it.
I have no complaints at all. I use it a lot. It's a big help to me to have a phone in my room.
Uh-huh. Oh, so you like the system?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Bye. I don't know what happened. I think they may have somehow known that I was going to do this, and they planted the dormitories with people that are going to...
Eric?
Yeah?
Consider that you're using the new phone system to call people about the new phone system.
What choice do I have? What possible choice do I have? What, I got to yell out the window or something?
That might do better.
Okay, let's try this. Let's do something different. Maybe people will be a little bit more startled if we suddenly start speaking to them through their phone.
I'm sure that probably what has happened is that Mike and the guys down at Rome have been rerouting all your phone calls.
Yeah, all those voices sound the same, don't they?
Yeah.
Well, we have 3 votes for, no votes against, and 1 abstention. Now, let's try this. With this phone system, and a lot of people don't know this, it's possible to actually open up a speaker and talk through the phone to someone's room. Hello, this is WUSB Radio. Please pick up the phone and talk to us. Of course, if nobody's there, nobody will do that. Hello, this is your final chance to be on the air. Oh, well, let's try one more number.
You can just imagine what some people might be doing while you're doing this to them.
Hello?
Hello, we're calling from WUSB Radio, and we're taking a poll of how you feel about the new phone system. Do you have any comments?
No. Hello?
Yeah? You have no comments, or do you have any feelings?
It's okay.
It's okay?
Uh-huh.
No problems, no complaints?
No problems, no complaints.
Okay.
Well, okay.
Well, thanks for telling us that.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, we have a landslide here. We have 4 votes for, no votes against, and 1 abstention. I don't know how to interpret this. I'm kind of shocked, actually. Because if you walk around, you know, anywhere on campus, people are just sort of... did you see the hostage taking in Iran, in Tehran, where people would just, like, throw their arms up and yell all kinds of things to God and Allah and all that kind of thing? That's what people are doing all over campus. And I'm not just saying people from that part of the world. People from Brooklyn and everything are ranting and raving, saying, what have we deserved? What have we done to deserve this? And now nobody is saying anything critical, so who knows? Maybe the whole thing is a complete farce. Well, we only need 1 more vote.
One of 2 things has happened here.
Okay.
Either your powers of observation have slipped tremendously,
which I'm beginning to wonder about,
or the results of this poll are that Dewey will win the election.
Well, maybe we should be asking people how they feel about Dukakis and Bush, but maybe we won't do that. Okay, let's try speaking to people through their phones so that they will hear us. Hello, this is WUSB Radio coming through your speaker. Please pick up the phone and talk to us. There's nobody there. Either that or they're too petrified to pick it up. Let's try that one more time, and then we'll take some more calls. What should I dial? Okay, let's try that one. Hello, this is WUSB Radio. Please pick up your phone. The whole campus has been abandoned. Well, I guess we'll just leave it at that. Four votes for, no votes against, one abstention. And I'll just forget about this forever. 632-6901. If you're on campus, just dial 26901. If you're in Connecticut or out of the area code, dial 203 is Connecticut's area code. Dial 516-632-6901.
What would you get if you dial 203-632-6901?
We're about to find out.
The number you have reached is not in service at this time. Please be sure you have the right number in mind and have dialed it correctly. This is a recording. 20354.
I've never heard them say, make sure you have the right number in mind. That's a good recording. I like that one. That's what you get if you dial 203-632-6901. So don't dial that number. Dial 516-632-6901 unless you're in the 516 area code, in which case you should just dial 632-6901. Unless you're on campus, in which case you should just dial 26901. But if you're overseas, the international access code for the United States is 1. So you dial whatever you get to get an international access, and then you dial 1 for the country code, and then the rest of the number. But we have calls waiting.
Don't think they have very many cellular phones on Russian trawlers.
That's true.
Besides which, they can talk to us without going through the phone system anyway.
That's true. They may just walk through the door. Well, I'm going to take a call now. Rich, the only way you're going to hear the call is if you put those headphones on.
Well, actually, I have to head back downstairs.
Okay, you've got work to do.
I've got work to do.
Okay.
Well, I got a gig.
Well, maybe you'd be so kind as to turn my... Well, put this new cassette in there. And then we can continue with the radio program.
Enjoy, people.
Okay. 632-6901, good evening. You're on Brain Damage.
Well, I'm contemplating reporting you to the FCC.
Okay. Oh, white people, you mean. Not the color white.
Yes.
Okay, because I was thinking of all the white things I have, you know, in my house, washing machines and things like that, and if I, you know, didn't like the color white, obviously I wouldn't have them. Anti-white people, that's something I never really thought about. I don't know. What do you think? Do you think white people deserve to live? I think so.
Excuse
me? Well, I'm just debating whether or not white people, you know, have any rights, and I think they have rights. I think they're...
You do, but you're always putting them down. Are you black?
Ah, you don't know, do you? You see, I don't know what your color is either.
It's a wonderful thing about
I'm white.
Ah, you said that very quickly, as if you wanted to make sure that everybody knew you were white.
Yeah, I do.
You're damn proud of it, right?
Yep.
Well, nothing wrong with that.
I know.
But what if I said that's anti-white?
Well, I would report you.
Specifically, what have I said that's anti-white?
Well, first, when these people call, they say that you are anti-white. You say you get all...
Wait a minute. You're the only person that's ever called to say I'm anti-white. So what do you mean, these people?
Well, last week at a show on racism.
Yeah?
And somebody said that you were anti-white and you love black people and your station is dominated by blacks.
Well, no, somebody did say that, and I said that's not true because the station is not dominated by blacks. That's a fact. But I don't recall them saying I was anti-white. Maybe they said I was, you know, leaning one.
You got very defensive.
Well, I'll have to watch that. I didn't realize I was defensive.
Well, eat more burger.
Am I being defensive now?
Quite.
Oh, God. Oh, this is horrible. I don't even know when I'm being defensive.
Yes.
Well, okay. All right.
Wait, what? Right,
hold on. Okay. I'm not being defensive now, am I? Oh, God. 632-6901, the youth of America. What are you going to do? 632-6901. Good evening. You're on Brain Damage.
Hey, how's my favorite airwave bigot?
Well, I don't know. I might be in trouble now, but...
I think you are. I got a question for you.
Go ahead.
I heard Rich Koch mention one positive aspect about the Realm phones, which really, I'm calling from off campus, and this just piqued my curiosity.
Okay, piqued your curiosity. What's that?
Oh, I imagine it did. Everyone else listening off campus. Rich Koch said that those Realm phones have a pleasing ring.
A very pleasing ring.
So my request to you is to let me and everyone else who is not living on campus has never heard in my entire life this pleasing Realm ring.
Well, I think I can probably do that. Let's see. How about if I put you on hold?
Okay.
And then I will demonstrate this for the folks.
Okay.
And hopefully when I finish demonstrating it, you'll still be there and you can tell me your impressions.
That would be a wonderful thing.
Okay. Now, I put the phone on hold there. Then I pick up and I get a nice musical dial tone. Oh, isn't that a wonderful sound, folks? Then I don't unplug that. I guess I unplug this. And, no, it didn't work at all. Uh-oh. Hold on. There has to be a way to do this. The idea is to get the ring to come out over the air. And it's not working. There's something wrong here. See, a normal phone, you could just make ring somehow. But these phones, it's not that... Ah, yeah. That's the ring. Okay, that's the sound we always get. Now, what I'm going to do is dial up a special access code. And that will demonstrate for us the ring. And we can select different rings. That's one of them. This is another. And this is another. And another. Yes, and another. Oh, there's more. There's more. It just never stops. Well, it's going to stop now. I think that's about the worst one you can have. It's kind of like high-pitched. Drives you crazy. Puts you in a frenzy. Oh, so let's go back to the nice, normal one that we have. Ah, yes. That's a sound everybody on campus is stuck with now. You have to have one of these phones that makes those nice little sounds. So, let's go back to our caller who started all this. And, caller, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Well, did you hear that little demonstration?
That's really exciting. It's kind of like playing Space Invaders.
It is very much like playing Space Invaders. In fact, there's a joystick on some phones.
If you had a video game in your room, you might get confused. Wouldn't that be the case?
That's certainly true. You very well might get confused. And since these phones are all over the place, you can't really tell whose phone is ringing, and you have to sort of wander around. That's why it's good to select different pitches and things like that.
Well, let's say you had two different people living on the hall in one of the dorms here.
Uh-huh.
They select their phones to ring at different pitches, so if they were all congregated at the end of the hall, they could tell whose phone was ringing?
They could do that. There's eight different configurations, so yeah, you can select different volumes, different pitches.
Now, when people get these phones, do they get an owner's manual to instruct them of these?
They don't get anything. From what I've been hearing, you know, people aren't getting any instructions to these things. They can do all kinds of nice, wonderful things, but people don't understand them. They don't understand what they can do. And that's the sad part of all this.
Well, I think you better disseminate all of this information to everybody on campus listening, especially before that last caller from WKKK gets back to you.
Yeah, it's true. Well, I can tell them this. It's very simple. You want to change the ring. You dial *572 and select a number from 1 to 8. That's all you have to do.
Wow.
And it's very simple.
That's exciting.
And that's information that you should have been given. If you weren't given it, well, we just gave it to you. So you can thank us for that someday.
And I think you should tell everybody how to use call parking.
Call parking. Well, that's for advanced callers. Call parking, parallel parking, and all kinds of other things. You know what I got in the mail today?
What's that?
I got my equal access ballot.
I got that, too.
You know, you must live in the 751 or 689 exchange.
Giving away my identity.
Well, it's true, though. On December 10th, 1988, the local Stony Brook Setauket exchange is going to go to equal access, which means we'll be able to pick a long-distance company. I have a choice. In fact, I brought it in with me. I was going to talk about this tonight.
I'm glad you did.
I have a choice here of seven different companies. AT&T, which for some reason they put first, ITT, TDX, which I had never heard of before, than the AllNet Dial 1 service, RCI Corporation, a Rochester Tel company, U.S. Sprint, and MCI.
Well, that's kind of interesting. They must have randomized the mailing, because I have my ballot in front of me, and AT&T is listed last.
Oh, really? So that's how it works, then.
It's listed ITT is first, then TDX Systems, AllNet Dial 1, RCI Corp, U.S. Sprint, MCI Dial 1, MCI American Access, with no explanation as to what the difference is.
No, American Express. American, I guess it means you can pay through your American Express card instead of paying through your phone bill.
I don't know. And then the last thing is MCI. AT&T.
Yeah, AT&T, long distance service.
Yeah.
Well, I'm in a pickle here. I don't know which one to pick. What I've been doing is I've made up a little chart, and I've asked them all kinds of questions. Well, first of all, I've made up different cities. I've picked different cities, and I'm going to ask each company its rate, both for day calls, evening calls, and night calls.
That's good. They all list 800 numbers here. So
they all list 800 numbers, but not all of those 800 numbers work. A lot of them are bad numbers. In fact, one of these numbers, if I can find it, it's the one for TDX, and I'll conference you into this, and you can see just what it is you get.
Okay.
Hold on a second. Hopefully I won't mess this up too badly. Forgive the dialing sounds here, but they are essential to this phone call. Are you still there, caller?
Yep.
Okay. Listen.
We're calling TDX. Please enter your digits.
I don't know what my digits are. That's why I called.
I'll help. She hasn't said anything.
Well, let's be patient. The lady from TDX.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be processed as dialed.
And that's all you get, you know? Now, I don't know how you can ask them any questions if that's the kind of attitude they're going to take. But a lot of these companies, they don't answer their phones. Couldn't get an answer at RCI. Whoops, I don't know what that was. Couldn't get an answer at AllNet. ITT, they just wanted to send me something in the mail. AT&T, Sprint, and MCI were pretty helpful, I'd say, overall.
Okay.
And I'm in the process of analyzing the information and see which one makes sense. But it's a serious choice, you know. You got to pick your long distance carrier. But what a lot of people don't know is, after you pick your company, you can still make calls on the companies that you don't pick.
Is that with the NXX system or something like that?
It's something like you dial 10 and then a 3-digit code. For instance, if you picked MCI as your primary carrier and you wanted to make a call on AT&T, you would dial 10288, and then the number you wanted to call. 10288 is really 10ATT. And all of the codes begin with 10 and then followed by 3 digits indicating the company. I think MCI is 10222, Sprint is 10333, and similar things like that. So you can call, and they'll all appear on your phone bill. You know, you won't get separate bills. They'll all come on one bill.
I see. Now, the only problem I've had recently with my current long-distance carrier has been security problems. It seems like every hacker from here to L.A. has broken my code.
Well, you're using the 950 system, right?
This is true.
Yeah, that's not equal access. That's sort of, an alternative to equal access. When you don't have equal access, you use a 950 toll-free number.
Well, my question to you is, once equal access comes through, that problem should be something of the past, right?
Unless you use a travel card or something, or you need to make calls on the road, in which case you will still need a code.
Aha.
So if you want to hold on to that service, that's something you got to think about.
Aha.
But as long as you keep track of what you call, what numbers are yours, and the other thing you got to keep track of, especially with the alternative companies, look at those 1-minute calls. Odds are those calls you should not have been billed for, because they probably didn't pick up or were busy.
Now, do you happen to know which of these companies charge for a pickup or not for a pickup?
Both Sprint and MCI say they don't, but I suspect they do. And other companies, they say they don't either, but the fact is they do, and that's the problem. AT&T doesn't. I'm pretty sure about that, because it's their network, so I don't think, although they do mess up occasionally. So just keep an eye out. Look at your phone bill. Don't just pay it blindly.
This is true. When I started receiving $150 phone bills for months that I was away, I knew I was being hacked.
Uh-huh. Well, that'll certainly do it. Anyway, you have until October 11th, 1988 to decide.
That's correct.
It's your decision. I mean, all I can do is advise you, but I can't fill out that ballot for you. That is something you have to do.
What kind of advice would you give, or are you not free to give that on the air?
I can't tell you what company to choose. What I will tell you to do, though, is call those numbers that are listed next to each company,
mm-hmm.
and if you don't want to go through the whole process of finding out how much all the calls cost, then just chat with the people and see, you know, what kind of people they hire.
Mm-hmm.
Find out something about the company. Ask what, you know, what they provide for the workers, what kind of furnishings, things like, well, you may laugh, but those things are important. It reflects the company's attitude.
Uh-huh.
Now, if you have a company that puts its workers in a garage,
right,
and you have another company that puts its workers in a nice, airy office that has air conditioning and everything like that.
Well, Eric, who's paying for that nice, airy office, huh?
Look, we're talking basic human rights here, okay?
Oh, come on.
No, workers have their rights. Ask about health care, retirement benefits, that kind of thing. Now, if a company does not provide retirement benefits for its workers...
What about white workers,
How do you expect it to provide benefits for you? You know? So a company that treats its employees right, treats its customers right, and that's something that you can apply to anything.
Now, can you gauge that from just talking to one customer service rep?
No, I suggest talking to about three of them, because that will sort of average out. You'll get one that will try to cover up, you'll get one that has a gripe,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, it should average out to honesty.
Okay.
That's if you want to ask about pricing and things like that, that's fine too, but that's what everyone else is asking, so, you know,
okay.
You're not
going to
get anything really revealing there, but if you ask about the things other people aren't asking about, you might just get somewhere.
Uh-huh.
And you can report your findings here, and then we'll spread it around like so much manure.
We'll do that then.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling us and for reminding me to bring this up.
Okay.
And good luck with your equal access.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
632-6901. Equal access, something that's going to hit us all. I shouldn't make light of it. It's a serious matter. It's really serious. Because you picked the wrong company. And boy, are you in for misery. 632-6901. Good evening. You're on Brain Damage.
You're materialistic.
Okay. I'm getting good at that. 632-6901. Good evening. You're on Brain Damage.
Hello. I am not on the campus.
Okay. Well, that's good, I guess. Both for the campus and for you.
Well, the phone that works on the campus, the Roma phone?
The Rome phone, yes.
It is a phone that has problems?
Problems, yes.
Okay, but I am familiar with it. I use it very much when I'm on campus, but I'm not on campus now.
Okay.
Okay. If I was you, now I don't want to make disrespect to any company, but these companies, AT&T is the best company because AT&T has been at it longer. They broke up the monopoly, which has caused all phone bills to go up, has caused much consternation, caused a bunch of little companies that don't know what they're doing to go into business and make foul of the phone lines.
Well, that's not necessarily true.
Well, my phone bill went up. They give me ITT. I call up ITT. I said, give me ATT.
They gave you ITT?
They gave it to me. They said...
Now, they gave you ITT because you didn't choose anything.
Right. I would not choose ITT. It's ATT.
But did you choose anything? Did you fill out a form?
No. I said, leave it alone.
No. You can't do that. You have to select something. If you don't select anything, they pick one for you at random.
Right, and they picked one of the more expensive ITT.
Uh-huh. ITT is more expensive?
ITT. I said, no ITT, I want ATT.
And they charge you $5 to go back, right?
Oh, I did not even see that.
Oh, that's what they say they do.
Well, that's another thing. Why did they break the monopoly? They're going to charge me $5 to go back and forth? This is crazy.
They charge you every time you change your mind, and when they assign one to you at random...
It's a decision. How can I change my mind?
Well, by not making a decision, you have made a decision, you see. It's kind of a philosophical paradox, but that's why they're in the phone company. You know, they love doing things like that.
This is not good.
Well, it's not good for people that are not really thinking about telephones all the time, and that's kind of the point I've been making here, both with the on-campus system and the breakup and all the off-campus things. It's become a nightmare. No one knows how to do anything anymore, and they just, you know, it's good for the post office. I mean, everyone's writing letters again. That hasn't changed. But it's become so complicated.
I had to write to the ITT and tell them to say, give me ATT. I had to write a letter. They said, put it in writing. I said, I called you on the phone. You are a phone company.
Yes, but they recognize the importance of putting things in writing.
Then why do they don't go into the mail business?
That's a tough business to break into.
Yes, it's very tough. It's got the monopoly. They should break that up and make it even worse.
Well, you know, hopefully someday this will all make sense and it will all kind of, you know...
Well, it makes
it'll
sense.
Be fair.
It makes sense for the people who are the middlemen who probably voted for this and broke them up and then became the little companies.
Well, believe me, a lot of companies are going out of business. And soon you're just going to see a bunch of big companies again, I'm sure. I mean, U.S. Tel and Sprint merged. Skyline went out of business and was absorbed by MCI. There's rumors that MCI and Sprint are going to merge. So there's all kinds of things in the air.
It is very nice to have a mom-and-pop shop.
Yeah, that's true.
A small business. But if small business doesn't work, are you going to put A&P out of business because you don't like big business? Even though they produce good food, it's cheaper food.
But, you see, cheaper food. But the thing is, there was one phone company before, and that phone company did everything. You picked up your phone, they gave you the dial tone, it was their phone, it was their long-distance network, everything was theirs. It was scary. In fact, if you were in a room at any given time, the odds are that one in five people worked for the phone company. The phone company, not a phone company, just the phone company. It was scary. It was really scary.
But I will tell you, when you picked up a phone, there was a dial tone, not like your room phone on the campus where it's nothing but problems, problems, and trouble.
Well, yes, there is trouble, too, as well as problems. But what can you do, you know? It's.
Do you want trouble, or do you want problems, or do you want a big company?
Well, you know, the troubles and the problems, they come in more subtle ways. Suddenly you realize that everything is being controlled and there's no way out. You have chaos, you know, but chaos is kind of good in a way.
You want chaos?
Well, to a degree, it makes people think, you know?
Oh, Eric.
You don't agree?
No, I don't.
Oh, that's something.
That is why in the box, in every hole in the egg box, there's an egg. Why don't they make it crooked if they don't want order? Order breeds. No, what am I saying? Chaos breeds order.
Okay. Chaos breeds disorder, right?
No, chaos breeds order because people get tired of the chaos. They want the constriction of order. No one wants their marbles rolling all over the place.
Okay, so don't this chaos lead to order?
Yes.
So isn't it good?
We will end up with big companies again, and you did everything for nothing.
Not necessarily, because it's not the same as when you started. There had to be some kind of a change. How else are you going to make a change? This one phone company was controlling too much, and you couldn't do anything. You couldn't hook an extension up in your house without asking for permission. It was getting kind of crazy.
Okay, I remember that. That was not that bad. I mean, that was not that good for them
no.
to do.
No, that was very unpleasant. At least now people can pretty much hook things up the way they want to, and it's really only bad for those people that are completely inept.
Right, but in the end, they are paying for it because their phone service is worse and their rates are higher.
Well, everything's going up, you know.
It's going to heck in a dog cart.
And actually, long-distance rates, well, they were being long-distance rates were subsidizing local rates. Long-distance rates have gone down. Local rates have gone up because the long-distance rates no longer subsidize the local rates.
That means you're paying for them.
You're paying for what you use.
Well, many people call on the phone. I have called people 1,000 times a day. I call everybody.
Well, I think personally the day will come when it will cost the same to call California as it does to call New York, simply because there won't be any more cost involved in completing a call. It'll be just as cheap to use a fiber optic network to get out there as it is to get, you know, 2 miles. So I think that day is coming. I don't know when it will come, but hopefully in our lifetimes.
Hopefully in my bank book.
Yes, well, it's not so bad. I mean, it can be pretty annoying, but...
I have no problem.
As long as you know what's going on.
I'd like to meet this woman who is always on the phone that says, your number cannot be completed. It is the same woman all the time.
No, I'm afraid you're wrong there. It's not the same woman all the time. In fact, I can prove that to you.
Well, I get the same woman. Sometimes, no, maybe I get the man one time.
Well, I never got a man, but,
Where's that woman's rest? No, I get dissonant voices, but that one woman.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Yes.
But there's lots of women out there. There's lots of women out there on the telephone.
Oh, you tell me where they are tonight.
Okay, I'll try to do that.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
And good night.
Okay, you want to know where the women are on the telephone? Let's first of all, let's find this one. Wait a minute, I messed up, okay? What are you going to do? Here's the first one. That's her number right now.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again, or call your operator to help you.
That's her sister in the background. They work a kind of a double shift there. That's the first one. Okay, now, let's see. What can we call here? Let's call this number. And here's the other woman.
The number you have reached, 751-9999, is not in service. Please check the number and dial again.
See, that's woman number one, actually. 751-9999
is not in service. Please check the number and dial again.
Get ready for this. Incredible, isn't it? That's woman number one. The other one was woman number three. What you're about to hear now is woman number two. If I can summon her up. Okay, let's hope it goes through here. Uh-oh. That wasn't supposed to happen. Wasn't supposed to ring. Let's see. What can we do here? All right, let's try this. Well, we'll find her. She's kind of elusive. It's Saturday night after all. It's a busy night. But her phone doesn't ring. That's one way you know you're going to get her. Oh, that's not her either. Let's see. What am I going to do here? Well, don't want to make that sound on the air. Let's try, okay, let's try this. This may work. Nothing's happening. I don't know what's going on here. Okay, nothing happened. We don't know why nothing happened, but occasionally nothing happens when you want something to happen. Let's try this one. It's got to work. Something's got to work.
Calling. This is a recording.
Uh-oh. That was another lady. We don't even want to know anything about her. Let's try that number. Oh, she's out there. I know she is. I guess not. All right. Let's give this a try. It's quiet again. There's nothing happening. The whole system has gone down. Oh, I'm sorry, folks. I don't know where she went. I don't understand this at all. Let me try one more number. One more number I will try. And then I will stop trying. 632-6901 is our phone number. Take a couple of calls. There she is.
The number you have reached, 751-0000, has been disconnected.
Different lady.
751-0000 has been disconnected. No further information is available about 751-0000.
That's a revelation. For a lot of people, I know that there are more than one. There's more than one ladies out there. More than one lady out there, or something like that. 632-6901. Good evening. You're on brain damage.
Evening.
Good evening.
Fuck you.
632-6901. You're on Brain Damage.
I had a couple of comments about MCI.
Go ahead.
Talking about them. I'm over here in the 724 exchange over in Smithtown.
Yeah?
They gave us that equal access thing about a year ago.
Uh-huh.
I took MCI. Now, I heard this recently. I don't know how true it is, but I run a computer bulletin board, and we get a lot of these messages going back and forth. Now, apparently MCI, there's like a boycott going on against them because they're like harassing homosexual employees and things like that. Apparently
really?
They fired someone directly for being homosexual because their coworkers complained.
I heard nothing about that.
Yeah, yeah. I haven't heard it officially, but yeah, it's just a thing I get over my bulletin board. I haven't been too happy with MCI either because I get a phone bill from the New York Telephone every month, and I get MCI charged right on my New York Telephone bill, which is nice. Except when I call MCI, they don't even want to talk to me. They tell me things like, they tell me to call New York Telephone. You know, I try to call them to get, questions about my service, things
uh-huh.
about my calling card and things, and they tell me they don't even have my account on file.
Really?
Yeah,
and,
so it's kind of a pain.
Now, did you say you selected MCI as your carrier?
I did. I selected it, about a year ago because I figured, I didn't want to select AT&T.
Uh-huh.
I figured I'd give MCI a chance, but, it hasn't been too good. I mean, the service is okay.
Service is okay, but
I pick up the phone. I get direct access to it. I don't have to dial anything.
Right. Well, I mean, they're not providing your dial tone. New York Telephone still provides you your dial tone.
Right.
They just when you dial an area code, they pretty much take over then.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty seamless as far as that's concerned.
Uh huh.
I don't like their billing because then I get it's convenient as far as billing, but then I don't know who to call for a service and things. Anyway, I think the. Referring to the other call, I think the breakup of the Bell system is pretty good.
Uh-huh.
I get a lot of things. I use modem a lot with a computer, and there's a lot of services you can get through your computer modem that are really cheap. Like, I have a service that I can call that'll connect me to other modems in almost any part of the country.
Are you talking about PC Pursuit?
Right. And
yeah.
It only costs like $25 a month.
Yeah, that's operated by Sprint, actually, and it's a good service for computer users. Hopefully something like that will be available one day for actual phone calls where you can just kind of access a city for a set fee per month. It's a well-intentioned service, I'll say that.
I heard that they have a bulletin board where they distribute information, and apparently there's some kind of a federal regulation going on that's trying to close them down or threatening to close them down or threatening to make it so they won't be able to offer that service anymore unless it's at a much higher rate.
Uh-huh.
So, they're kind of worried about that.
Well, anyway, good luck with your long-distance exploits, and remember, you can always change the company if you want to.
Yeah.
And you can always make calls using another company, even if you haven't selected that company. So it's not that final a decision.
Right. Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
632-6901 is our number, but we'll take one more call. Good evening. You're on Brain Damage.
Yes, I think that the phone company sucks. AT&T.
That's one impression, but that's let me just tell you, that's not the phone company. There's many phone companies now. What don't you like about AT&T?
Just that the ballbuster. That's all.
Uh-huh.
Ballbuster.
Okay, well we won't delve into that anymore. Unfortunately, I'd like to find out more about that, but I don't know. Maybe we'll talk about it some other time. Phone company, racism, commercial radio. Oh, we've covered it all this week. Who knows what we'll do next week, but one thing is for sure, we'll be back, and we'll be talking about all kinds of things that they're scared to talk about on commercial radio. What can you do, you know? You can't join them, so you have to say nasty things about them, just to sort of rile them and get them to maybe defend themselves a little bit and do something daring. Let's hope so, anyway. That's what we're here for. You're listening to WUSB in Stony Brook, Eric Corley going out. With as much brain damage as when I came in. Stay tuned for the Brothers and Lobotomy and all kinds of other things throughout the morning hours here on the first station of the 90s, 90.1 FM.
The lunatic is in my head. The lunatic is in my head. And you raise the blade. And you make change. You rearrange me till I'm sane. the door, throw away the key. Someone in my head, but it's not me. Yeah.